Thank you, mate.
No.
All right. And everything he gives to me in writing, it just won't be spent.
That's correct.
All right.
Would it also
will not be Sheriff Morris to keep him from effecting or attempting to effect an escape from the custody that he's in.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sheriff Morris, Ms. Haynes is putting this motion here that the elimination and surveillance further provides an unwarranted and undetectable opportunity for illegal identification and or lineup of defendant for the purpose of refreshing or suggesting reflection of defendant to potential material witnesses in this call. Do you know or have you authorized anyone to come in upon anybody's instruction, yours or the Attorney General's or anybody's instruction, anyone to come in and view, as you know him by the name of Ray, on the TV so that he might be a potential witness or to refresh a potential witness's memory?
This has not been done.
Has not been done, Sheriff Moore?
No, sir.
All right. You don't know any basis in fact for that statement?
No, sir.
All right. Let me ask you this, Sheriff Moore. As I understand your security arrangements, up until about 2 weeks ago, the receivers for the TV cameras were in your office. Is that correct, Sheriff Morris? There's a receiver set and two receiver sets in your office.
One.
And your office is in relation to the cell block that Ray's in is how far, would you say? Where is your office physically?
My office is at the far end of this hallway.
Is that on the second floor of the criminal court building?
Yes, it is.
And the cell block in which Ray is confined is where?
It's on the third floor, I think.
Third floor? Sheriff Morris, as I understand, then the receiver to the TV cameras that are in his cell was in your office. Is that correct, on the second floor?
Yes, sir.
And as I understand, Sheriff Morris, that when you left here, the door was locked and no one was viewing the screen. Would that be correct, Sheriff Morris?
That would be correct.
So there were many hours during that period of time from July 19th up until when did you add other receivers?
Well, the other receiver was added some time ago, perhaps as much as 2 weeks ago, on the same floor with the cell block. And this was the receiver that was originally scheduled for another area where construction was taking place. And we changed our mind about this because of the possibility of other people viewing it. So we did decide to put it on the third floor in the supervisor's office.
The reason behind you installing the TV was in order to not only protect Ray from others, protect him from himself, and to maintain the security of your jail. Is that correct, Sheriff Moore?
That is correct.
If one camera was in your office, so I assume that when you left his office,
we object to assumptions. And,
he did tell me the witnesses here to let me know whether my assumption is wrong.
Dwyer will testify, please, don't we?
Well, he has a right to leave the witnesses as cross-examination.
Well, Your Honor, but he's asking questions to call for mental conclusion.
Well, rephrase your question.
His whole motion's a conclusion, if the court please.
Rephrase your question.
So, Sheriff, when you would leave your office up here, then I'll ask you whether or not anybody was assigned or anybody was watching that TV screen that was in your office.
Nobody.
So the whole period of time that you were away from here then, Sheriff Morris, no one had been viewing the TV screen that was in your office. Is that correct?
To my knowledge.
All right, now, I believe you said 2 weeks ago you put receivers outside the cell block. Is that correct, Sheriff Morris?
Approximately 2 weeks ago. I'm sure of the time.
All right, so give or take a few days. The purpose for that was what, please?
24 hours of supervision. Surveillance.
And this was in keeping with your security of the prison array. Is that correct,
correct.
Sheriff?
they got there, the cell block, the only means of communicating on the floor, the third floor, would be by telephone from the cell block to the supervisor outside. Is that correct, Chair Morris?
That's correct.
Now, as I understand, the receivers are outside on the same floor as the cell block.
That's correct, sir.
You have a man stationed out there that watches those screens, Sheriff Morris?
Yes, sir.
Now, Sheriff Morris, during the time that you were viewing the TV screen in your office, did you at any time ever overhear any conversation between counsel for the defendant and Wright?
No, sir.
Did not? Did you attempt to, Sheriff Morris?
No, sir.
Do you believe on the sound system with the TV that you could have been able to do that if you'd have tried? Did anybody instructed you, Sheriff Morris, to attempt to overhear the conversation between counsel and his client?
No, sir.
Do you know of anyone that's overheard any conversation that existed between Ray and his counsel?
No, sir, I don't.
Sheriff, I'll ask you if in along those lines, if you issued instructions to your man not to interfere with counsel and with the defendant when they confer.
I did.
Did you do that?
Yes, sir, I did.
Now, Sheriff, I'll ask you, Haynes has said that you the mail from Ray going outside. Have you done that, Sheriff Morris?
Yes, sir.
And the reason for that is the appellate court, please.
We feel that we have the right to know what information does go out of our jail for security reasons.
For security reasons. All right. Now, Sheriff Morris, have you sent to the mail coming in to Ray?
Yes, sir.
And for the same reasons, all right.
Yes, sir.
So that I might understand you, Sheriff Morris, you have not, nor have you instructed your men to read any notes Mr. Haynes makes up pay as a result of his confirmation. Is that correct, Sheriff?
That's correct, sir.
But you've instructed your men to read any written material going from Ray to Haynes. Is that correct, Sheriff Morris?
That is correct, sir.
And the reason for that?
For security reasons.
For security reasons. You have not, or have any of your men under you, or have you had any complaints from counsel over there about any of your men interfering with his right to confer with his client? With his client?
Only one conversation that I had with Mr. Haynes Sr., at which time he asked me if I had given instructions to the supervision up there to read the material to the passed out. I said that I did. I believe this is the only communication that I've had with Mr. Haynes in this regard.
He's made an inquiry to you, but no complaints. Is that correct, Sheriff?
That's correct, sir.
As I understand, Mr. Haynes asked you about other prisoners in the Shelby County Jail. I don't know whether I understood you or not, Sheriff. Did you say that any written material coming from a prisoner to his attorney that you don't censor that?
We do it on some occasions, yes. Mail coming out of the jail and mail going in the jail. We do not censor all of the mail.
Censor all of it. But on occasions from prisoners to their attorneys, you censor that also. Is that correct?
On occasions, yes.
Thank God, believe you correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a wire enclosure separating the prisoner from his attorney up there. Is that correct, Sheriff?
That's correct, sir.
Did you have to make the distance, let me ask you, Sheriff, when Mr. Haynes wants to confer with his client, what are your instructions to your men along those lines?
They're to go to the opposite end of the cell block. Mr. Haynes and his client have the opposite end of the cell block where they have a table and chair.
any electronic